First of all, I would like to ask you to forgive me. I do not speak German, and I resent it very much today. Secondly, I would like to give a very heartfelt thanks to Father Dadas and to ICO for having invited us here. We are very honored. And we have appreciated very much what we've seen, including just now, Dr. Meyer, all that we've learned from you today. The third point is I would introduce first Madame Blanc, and she is from Œuvre d'Orient, acting. I'm only a member of the board, so she does everything and I do the rest. And this is why I'm speaking. I will ask you also to forgive me because I will try and give you an idea of what we're doing. It will be a little bit boring because I don't have pictures. I should have, but
next time
we'll be coming with pictures. And also, last thing, we are, somebody said Grossmutter. Yeah, well, we're quite old, but we don't feel as such. We really feel like a sister. And maybe not being old, I know, makes you a person of experience, but makes you more heavier, slower. And you are new, and you are very active, and we have to take a lot from you. And this is why I wanted to thank you very much for this invitation. So now I'm going to give you an idea of what we are. We're a non-profit organization. And we are focusing on social and humanitarian issues with Eastern Christians. And we act mainly like you do, through bishops, priests, and Christian communities on the ground. This is essential. The reason we are the Grossmutter is that we've been founded in 1856. That was the end of the War of Crimea. At that time, there was a lot of preoccupation with the Christians in the East. And a group of French professor at the Sorbonne, having seen what happened to children in Lebanon already under the Ottoman Empire, decided to set up this Œuvre d'Orient, but at the beginning it was a school to school children. And then in 1860 there was the famous massacre by the Druze of Christians in Lebanon. And this is when we took our name, L'Œuvre d'Orient, and we become what we've been trying to be for the almost half a century and a half. Today we are, the main actor for our activity is Monseigneur Gollnisch, who is also has a mandate as a vicar general for Eastern Catholics in France. We have been trying over this 160 years to establish very strong bonds of trust and friendship over the territories that we cover. And we have both long-term projects and we have also assistance. And this assistance, we have discovered it more and more, including in the last month about Ukraine, where we were not active in the past and we now are. We also put a strong focus on the fact that, like you, we are working mainly to have our Christian brothers and sisters, communities in the East, to remain where they are. And it's not only a question of past, of recognition for their role and who they are, but we really strongly believe that those societies in which they are living, Muslim majority mostly, but very diverse in many occasions, cannot survive without this yeast that the Christian communities are in those societies. And we keep in mind what one sister told us about what we were doing, that it was important, she said, that you share our joy and difficulties, that you talk about us, that you tell people in your countries about our misfortunes, our joys, and this is the main thing we are asking from you in return for your attention. What are we doing? 70,000 donors. And I will tell you, it's very difficult to keep that number. It's quite a lot, but it's difficult. We finance about 1,500 projects in 400 different Christian communities and institutions. And the difference with you, because of our age, is that we have 23 countries where we are present. They go from Ukraine, I mentioned it, but to the southern tip of India, where there are Christians, St. Thomas, and this is a tradition. We focus on vulnerable populations, families in poverty, minorities, and like you do, trying to get to basic, which is healthcare and living in dignity. And also we give attention to education, as you are doing. Whatever, and this is very important for us, whatever the religious affiliation, when we offer a service, schooling, it must be for everyone. And I think it answers the question about how do you get known. Of course, like you do, we've got a big diversity of projects, either in big cities, and this is easier, big communities, Christian communities, but also, and this is more difficult for a small organization like ours, to get to small cities, small villages, like you're doing in Iraq, because also there, the question of poverty, the question of education, and how those communities can remain in their places is very important. In Syria, where we have a lot of attention today, we have been in contact of over 160 years, if only because France had a mandate over Syria for some time after the First World War, and this has helped us. We continue to live to support Christian communities there despite the embargoes and the sanctions. We are trying to do like you do. Our country director for Syria lives in Lebanon, but he regularly travels to Syria to meet and identify needs. We have 174 projects going there with 117 local communities, and we have invested 3 million euros overall in the country. Young Syrian professionals manage some of these initiatives, including the creation of a hope center that we get our inspiration from the Jesuits. And we support with microcredit training and coaching, a little bit like you've seen on your picture, trying to have people get to finding a job and being trained for that. So in 2021, overall, we have distributed 31 million euros. The main sectors were education, nurseries, schools, youth movements, a lot of things. Second, healthcare and socio-economic aid, hospitals, food aid, credit. Third part, community life, rebuilding churches, running churches, and I like very much when you said that, somebody said, if you want to have the communities remain in their cities, they have to keep their church. And this is why we also do it. And last, fourth point, protection of cultural heritage, be it tangible, like schools or historic buildings, places of worship, but also restoring manuscripts, libraries, all that have been destroyed or is a risk to being destroyed. So we will give you documents about what we are doing. Of course, it's only a glimpse. We also try to raise awareness in our part of the world about Christian communities. We organize exhibitions in France, conferences, seminars. We also have the luck that many young French people come to us and they say, we want to volunteer. So we have to set up a system by which we send not very much, but about maybe 100 young volunteers that we, of course, they don't go alone. We embed them in communities, they are with people around them who have experience, but they develop some sort of knowledge and we hope they will become the seed for future help. We also have set up something which is called ICO, Institut des Chrétiens d'Orient, and it's a new thing. We founded it in 2020, and it is doing academic work on Eastern Christians in the form of teaching, research, training, publication, and information. And we hope it will grow, and it's a sort of important aspect of our activity. So we try to get known on a wide range of activities. We are also a member of a network of 80 non-governmental organizations and regional authorities. And this is why we're here also today. Thank you, Father Dadas. We discussed this yesterday evening, and I hope Monsignor Gollnisch will come soon, because we believe that what we are doing, we in France, you in Austria, sharing same values and the same concerns, should be coherent with all those who are doing this. And this is why over the past few years, we have been also supporting, you are already active, but there are countries like in Spain, in Switzerland, even in Poland, where there were no such organization like ours. And we are now trying to contribute to set up those organizations for them to grow and become independent, time being. But at the early stages, we think that we can bring them experience, help, money, to become active. This is why we hope that we can, in the future, and this is a special word I want to have with ICO, we realized very much this morning and this afternoon that we're really on the same plane. We share objectives, the way you act and the way we act are just about the same. And I think it's really a good thing that we have those two important organizations, because really we can together, I'm sure, in the future, set up projects, and we think with Madame Blanc that one of these could also be in Brussels, our common house there with the EU, because when we get to speak to EU operatives, Commission, Parliament, they don't know who we are, or very little, but we think that if we team up together, and we already are thinking about doing something in common, we could probably be more forceful toward MPs, toward members of the Commission, and so on. So this is also another project. I thank you for your attention. I'm sorry to have been a bit too long. And if you have any questions, she will answer.